This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A Colorado Springs man pleading guilty to trying to sell secret government documents. Federal officials say that Jeriah Dulk took highly sensitive information from his job at the National Security Agency and sent excerpts to who he thought was a Russian agent, but was actually an undercover FBI officer. He was arrested in Denver last year. Dulk pleaded guilty to 6 counts of espionage and faces up to life in prison or the possibility of the death penalty. The trial for the El Paso County man accused of killing his son by giving him too much water is underway. Jury selection for the first-degree murder of Ryan Sabin began yesterday. Sabin was arrested after his 11-year-old son, Zachary, died in 2020. Investigators say the child was forced to drink excessive amounts of water, apparently as punishment for bedwetting issues. An autopsy on the child ruled his cause of death was forced water intoxication. Opening statements in the case are expected to happen sometime tomorrow. More than 2 dozen guns and piles of cash and drugs have been confiscated by Pueblo police. Friday, detectives arrested 2 men for outstanding warrants at a home on West Route Avenue near Colorado and Union. They saw some of that loot inside some of the vehicles in the backyard. After they got to the search warrant, they collected about 25 firearms, 8 of which were stolen. They also found a fair amount of fentanyl pills, methamphetamine, cocaine, and other drugs. A rifle-rated bulletproof vest was also confiscated. Colorado Springs police still investigating after more than 140 shell casings were found on the southeast part of Colorado Springs. Officers were called to 3 separate shooting incidents in the area late Saturday and Sunday and recovered at least 70 casings at 2 locations. Police are investigating those shootings as possible drive-bys, leaving residents like Lawrence Toms and Gina Klein wondering why their property on Riverview Lane was targeted.
We don't know. We
just work and come home and that's it.
Yeah.
We don't do anything. We haven't done anything to anybody. We haven't made anybody mad. You know, we just keep to ourselves. And I don't know exactly why somebody would do this.
Authorities said the gunfire caused substantial property damage and there have been no reports of injuries.
Gorgeous day across the region. Plenty of sunshine, at least for the early part of the afternoon. Clouds do increase as we get towards the evening. We do very well temperature-wise. We're talking mid-70s. Colorado Springs, 73. Pueblo, 77. This trend holds true for the next few days. By Friday, we're stuck in the 50s. By Sunday, we're stuck in the 30s and 40s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.